12 Absolutes of Leadership. Author: Gary Burnison. A Chain of Absolutes. As a leader, you must be cognizant of the past, intensely focused on the present, and constantly scanning the horizon for what the future will bring. Your starting point is the here and now, the results that you realize today. So how does a leader accomplish all that? The answer lies in 12 absolutes, making the essential ingredients for extraordinary leadership. It's like a chain. Each absolute is connected to the one before and morphing into the one that follows. These links represent both competencies and activities that all leaders must possess and master, regardless of their leadership style. Absolute number one, lead. By the time you reach the level of senior leader, you have already mastered the technical skills that you need. What you may be missing are the nuances and the seemingly simple truths that get lost in all the noise around how to run an organization. Leading is less about analytics and decisions and more about aligning, motivating, and empowering others to make those decisions. To lead is to acknowledge the reality of the here and now while always focusing on tomorrow. The first challenge for any leader is to take charge. Taking charge doesn't mean telling people what to do or what to think, but rather telling them what to think about. Taking charge also entails finding the balance. For any leader, taking charge means that you don't run things on the basis of consensus or committee. Leadership requires making crisp decisions and explaining your intent so that others can carry it out. Absolute number two, purpose. Every organization is established for a reason that goes beyond profit. Far more important is a sense of purpose that permeates every level. Leadership begins with purpose. It is the why of the organization. Without purpose, individuals and teams can easily go off track. It enhances engagement, an all-important goal for team development. Shared purpose creates a sense of urgency. A common mindset is established, one with authenticity and commitment. With shared purpose, people pull in the same direction, changing me to we. Absolute number three, strategy. To be strategic is to look over the horizon and set a course based on assumptions. When married with purpose and vision, strategy becomes the how and the when. It is rooted in the leader's thinking about what matters most. Purpose and vision evolve slowly. Strategy nimbly adapts to changing conditions without losing sight of the ultimate goals. Absolute number four, people. Despite all the technological innovations of the past century, a simple truth remains. Talented people make businesses successful and organizations great. Over time, your results will only be as good as the people in your team. But rather than simply being a collection of stars, your team must be a mosaic of talents and abilities that work together, complement one another, and carry the organization forward. Assembling that mosaic, attracting, aligning, developing, and stimulating the team, is the very essence of leadership. However, it doesn't just happen. To attract and retain talent, leaders of successful organizations rely on the power of engagement. Absolute number five, measure. All companies do the expected. They measure the top and bottom lines, margins, costs, and so forth. Most of them also have metrics for the operating environment, the competitive landscape, and customers. Effective leadership requires data and the hard, indisputable facts. That's only the beginning. Results are never an endpoint. More important than the results is what you do with them. The purpose of measuring and monitoring is to carry you forward into action. Moreover, even in this era of the virtual and viral, eyeballs and web ecosystems, nothing replaces your own eyes and your torch. Direct feedback from your team, your employees, and your customers will help you identify where the organization is successful and where it's missing the mark. Then it's up to you to interpret, redesign, and act. In the end, it's results that matter the most. Performance is the ultimate equalizer. Measuring, monitoring, and metrics matter. Don't suffer from the mirror, mirror on the wall syndrome. Relying on what you believe to be true, that you have the most inspiring purpose, brilliant strategy, and talented team. Measure and monitor so you know whether it's true. Absolute number six, empower. The bridge from planning to action is empowerment. Empowerment, however, is not something that you can give or do to someone else. People must empower themselves. As a leader, your job is to inspire them to do so. Empowerment takes root when a leader is willing to delegate opportunities, not tasks. As a leader, you cannot make all the calls. You must delegate the authority for decision-making too. A goal of leadership is not to tell people what to do, but rather to tell them what to think about. Let people feel your sincerity and honest caring, that you know their goals and plans. Make their career development your priority. Help others to grasp their own heroic aspirations. Believe in what they can achieve. When the passion comes from the leader, people will be more likely to empower themselves. Absolute number 7, reward. When you mention the word reward, people automatically assume that you mean money. Sure, the paycheck, the bonus, and the all-expenses-paid trip are all tangible elements of a reward system. Money, however, is ephemeral and certainly cannot buy everlasting loyalty. For leaders, it is much more important to sustain the intangibles that can turn casual followers into fervent believers. Reward and celebrate the incremental achievements, not just the final results. This communicates progress, inspires others, and reinforces successful, repeatable behavior. Reward and celebrate the big wins, a new customer, a major contract, that grow the business as well as the progress. When people feel appreciated, they will do more. Communicating your respect and appreciation of the team is transformational. Then your team members will take the mission and purpose to heart, elevating themselves and the organization to the next level. Absolute number 8, anticipate. The success of your organization will be determined by the accuracy of your intuition and judgment concerning the future. Your perception must be grounded in past experience, but not limited by it. The skill of anticipating is grounded in reality, and one of the challenges of a leader is to reconcile the fact that people in the same organization may view reality differently, given their job titles, their backgrounds, and even cultural and language differences. As the leader, making judgment calls about the future rests squarely on your shoulders. To do so, you need not be omnipresent, but you need to be well-informed and savvy. Let others be your eyes and ears in places where you cannot see. Empower them to speak up. The consequences of not doing so can often end up being severe. Absolute number 9, navigate. Coupled with anticipate, the skill of navigate is the essence of strategic thinking, and even more so today than at any time in the past. Given how rapidly the world is changing, navigating takes objectivity and clarity to see the opportunities, honesty to admit mistakes, and courage to make real-time decisions towards a new way forward. When you navigate, setting strategy is not a once-a-year exercise. It becomes perpetual in the form of thoughtful and proactive decision-making in the midst of a changing environment. Yet a leader must be mindful of the difference between the urgent and the important, the tactical and the strategic. It has been said that one can choose to avoid reality, but one cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. Sometimes reality will offer a type of adversity that you simply cannot navigate around. Your only choice is to act, to put a difficult reality behind you, to make it history. Effective leaders meet conflict head-on and resolve it constructively, decisively, and on a timely basis. Absolute number 10. Communicate. For a leader, communication is connection and inspiration, not just transmission of information. Communication is critical for building alignment and executing strategy. Yet it is often one of the most challenging leadership skills because it is so easy to say, but not so easy to do. Effective communication is far more than a one-way street that starts with the leader. Communication is the leader's information highway. It flows freely in both directions and in every circumstance, in good times and especially in challenging ones. When spoken or written and spanning both words and actions, the message must always convey both your vision and the organization's purpose and values. What too many people fail to fully appreciate is that the message is not just what you say. How you say it is equally important. Communication is where leadership lives and breathes. Absolute number 11. Listen. As a leader, you must create freedom of speech through an information-sharing culture. This happens not only through tone, but more important, through the actions at the top that make listening and inquiring the norm, the routine. Listening is more than hearing, and it's definitely not just waiting for the other person to take a breath so you can speak again. Listening is observing and absorbing. By listening, you honor the other person by giving him your full attention. The message you broadcast is that no one is more important to you at that moment. Absolute number 12, learn. To be an effective leader, You must have and demonstrate learning agility. The ability to learn from experience and to apply that learning to new or first-time situations. Different from intelligence or simply being smart, learning agility is so important that it is considered a predictor of success. A leader with learning agility excels at absorbing information from his experiences and applying it to the present, and, just as important, creating an agile organization that also learns, grows, and adapts. When you're a leader, people look at you not only for the vision forward, but for the assurance that the team will get there. Leaders are builders of confidence. Improve yourself to improve the organization. By nature, leaders should be curious, captivated, and engaged. They must be self-aware and comfortable with who they are as people, which extends far beyond what they do. As a leader, you must be a critical thinker, able to handle complexity and ambiguity. Elevate your leadership, and your followers will respond. The more you learn, the more you will improve, and you will bring the organization along with you. By embracing those absolutes of leadership, you will become better able to handle the challenges of today and prepare for those of tomorrow. Everywhere you look, people are focused on change, economically, politically, and socially.